This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Starting Pirkei Avos. Mitzvah Hashem, for the next few weeks, we will do the Perek of the week, Pirkei Avos. The Rishayim, to the Achayim, to the Bali Musar. Hashkafas Achayim. But the Avos, these are the Pirkei Avos that they set forth, the Drachim of Midas Toivis and Hashkafas. I begin with the second Perek, which is this week's Perek. Rabbi Omer, Ezehui Derech Yishara, Sheyavar Loi Ha'adam. Yavar means to be Mevarer, to choose. So Rabbi is saying, what is the Derech Yishara that a person should choose? Kol Shi Tiferes La'iseha. It's Tiferes, it's shame, for lack of a better term. We'll use the Yiddish term, Shishen for the mensch, which most Rishayim learn, that's what La'iseha means, for the one that does the act, the person. The Tiferes Lay Mina Adam. And it's also Tiferes Shein Ba'andra. That's the most simplest translation of this Mishnah. The Mefarshim ask many shailas on the Lashon of the Mishnah. I begin with Eza Hui Derech Yishara. What does the word Yashar mean? Toiv. It's another word we find in Chazal. God, that there are Mishnayis like that later. That Shidbak Ba'odom, Derech Toiv. There's also the word Toiv, good. Nachayim. Yashar. What does the word Yashar mean? Straight. Okay. We know that the Avos were called Yisharim. So, Ezo Iderech Yishara, there's something important about being Yashar, which we will discuss. What is the Yashrus in this Mishnah? What is it referring to? And what does Yashrus Bechlal mean? It's interesting, the answer. And again, the Mefarshim ask on the Lashon of the answer. Kol Shehi Tiferes Le'oiseha. The Tiferes Loi Mina Adam. What is Loi? Kol Shehi Tiferes Le'iseha. The Tiferes La Adam, to the person. What's Tiferes Loi? Tiferes Le'iseha. The Tiferes Loi Mina Adam. Also, what is the meaning Min Adam? Tiferes. It's pretty, be'adam, ba'acherim, by others. What's min, from others? What does it mean, min ha'adam? These are shailas that all the mefarshim address, Rabbi say. If you look through the Rishayim, the Chayim, these are interesting ha'ares on the Lashon. What does it mean, tiferes? Also, we must ask, what is the Lashon? Kol shi tiferes la'iseha v'tiferes la'imin ha'adam. Ha'adam, with the hey ha'yidia. The Farshim speak about that one as well. But one of the most important questions that needs to be asked, that Rebbe himself gave a different answer to this question in Masechtas Tamid. Rebbe gives a teretz in Masechtas Tamid. Who is Yashar? What is called Shehi Yashar? Ezei Derech Yashar that he should choose? And there Rabbi gives a completely different answer, and that is Yehoives HaTeichachais. You should appreciate Musa. The Marsha already asks, how come Rabbi gives a different teretz? The Rabbi in Mishnah in Avos says that the Derech Sheyav Alei HaAdam is Kol Shi Tiferes, and the Masechtas Tamid. Now the Masechtas Tamid starts not from Daf Beis. So if I tell you it's Daf Chav Ches and you ask me if there's only 12 blot in Tamid, it's because it doesn't start with Daf Beis. But the Gemara there is Daf Chav Ches. The Rebbe exact lashon Eizel Derech Yishara Sheyav Le'Adam, and the answer is Yehi V'Satei Chachas. What changed from Avis to Kachim? Kachim, Tom is the last Masechet in Kachim. All of a sudden it became Yavis HaTechachis. And I have a Shaila Rabbeisai which I don't really understand. Yavir, it's up for the person to choose a derech. What does that mean? We sit and we pick and we choose. And isn't whatever it's supposed to be in Midas and in Halacha already brought in the Rambam and the Rishenim? I mean, there's a derech which is put already forth in front of us. Even in Midas, look at the Rambam in Hilchas Deis, the Rambam tells us how to behave. So every person has to choose. A person chooses his own derech and avedas Hashem. What does it mean? So these are the kashas, the ha'aris, the she'elis that we're going to address. And let's repeat them again. Like this, when you see the terutzim, you'll see the beauty of this Mishnah in its entirety. The first she'el is yishara. What are we addressing in Yeshara? Yashus. The second shayla is, what does it mean that it's Tiferes Loi to him? Almost implying that it's each person personal Loi to him. It's his choice. And it's something that he feels is Tiferes. What do you mean Tiferes Loi? It should be Tiferes. It's pretty. It's right. It's shein. It's richtig. What does it mean Loi? Tiferes Loi. Also, what does it mean? Min ha'adam. From the person to people. Le'adam. It's tiferes la'adam. Sishen, sirichtik ba'andere. Was is lo'i min ha'adam? Also, why does Rebbe change and say a whole different choice of derech shiyava le'adam in Masechtas Tamid and Kachet? And the biggest shaila, of course, that we have to address in the Mishnah is leave it up to choice. It's not easy to. And everybody has his own Torah and his own Mahalach and his own Vos Meitel Mishnah. Rebbe, don't tell us which should we choose. Tell us what's right. Tell us the Mahalach. It's a choice. It's an Indian of choosing. Rabbeisai, let's begin by explaining the Pshat and the Mishnah. What does it mean, Tiferes Le'oiseha? So Pashit means, like I explained to you, it's Tiferes for the one that does it. The one that picks this choice, this Mahalach, these actions, it's Tiferes Loi. As they lent Rashi, as they lent the Rav and the Mishnah, most Mefarshim are like that. But interestingly, the Meiri brings a Yesh Acherim Mefarshim, that there's a different Pshat Le'iseha, and it means le'oi seha to the one that created Adam. Referring to the Eibishter. So there's a whole new pshat in the Mishnah. What does it mean, tiferes le'oi seha? Does it mean tiferes to the person or tiferes le'oi seha to the one that created man, the one who created the mensch? The Rebbeinu Shleilam. We have a machlekes chashenim over here. Now let's discuss the Mishnah according to both pshatim. If the Mishnah means le'eseha to the one who created the person, so what does it mean, tiferes lo'i min ha'adam? So it has to be tiferes for the Rebbeinu Shleilam, good, a covet, kveit shamayim, which is the ikar every Jew lives to exalt the covet of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So what does it mean, tiferes lo'i min ha'adam? So all Bali Musar, as well as in Kotzk, this is one of the big themes of Hashkofe, and that is, it's got to be Tiferes for both. Sometimes people have a Mahalach, Chabade, Kveit Shamayim, but does it fit in Tiferes, Leim, and Adam? Is it also Yisa Nekim Hashem in Yisrael? Is it also something that people feel that they have, they're respected from it? A person could go with a mahalach, ken fadrevenish leilam, to take into account that it should be tiferes tiferes lo mina adam. He cuts. I remember my Zayde used to use this lashon all the time. Menschliche Heiligkeit. Zay fleck benutzt der lashon in liter. Even though Kutsk wasn't the liter, but that's how they used to call it. Menschliche Heiligkeit. And we all know, Anshe, Kodesh Tehillim and the Torahs behind it, it's known. Those are known Torahs. But the Mishnah tells us that we have to be as the Sulam of Yaakov, Mutzav, Arzo, Abav Roshim, Agiyah, Shemaimah. It's got to be both. Tiferes for the Rebbeinu Shleilam, v'tiferes loy minha Adam. The other pshat, of course, is Laisel, Pashit. It means the mensch that does it. Are we talking about mitzvahs? Or are we talking about midas? Which derech are we talking about? It's interesting. So you would say, Avada would talk about midas. What else got me? A mitzvah. There's a derech and mitzvahs. Whatever the Shulchan Aruch tells us, atedas is this, yeah? It's interesting. Most Rishonim don't learn that it's going on midas. The Rambam learns like that. But Rashi learns it's going on kiyam hamitzvahs. That there's a derech sheyavilei ha'adam that man chooses in mitzvahs. But you can there's a choice of mitzvah. Hasiyah mitzvah daf min das tan. As it states in Shulchan Aruch, hasei daf min zach firin. What does it mean? It's interesting. The lashon of Rashi. What is the tiferes la'iseha? Tiferes loim in Adam, he should pick the mitzvahs that a person has a derech yishara v'yikaymenu oz yismach b'yoyser aleha. So the tiferes l'chayra, what does it mean as tiferes? I mean, if you have to do it, right? So what's the tiferes l'adam? The teretz is, it brings tiferes l'adam. Azei l'entrashi, he'll have hana. A mensch was tut mitzvahs of a gewisse eifin, the way the Mishnah gives us the solution on how to do it, the mahalach on how to do it. So Rashi then will be tiferes oz yismach b'yoyser aleha v'gam b'nei odom mifarim u'mishabchim oisei. And then people also say, well, Ashi allowed it to give a kol shein. But it's going on mitzvahs, Rabbeisa. Yeah, that nice. We always thought pashut pshat when we read this Mishnah. It means amahalach and lebin, derech, midas. Nein, zok Rashi. And a lot of Rishonim follow with Rashi's mahalach that it's going on mitzvahs. I don't know how to do a mitzvah, Rabbeisa. I'd say zok Rashi. And if you do it right, it'll be tiferes loim in order. And if you don't do it right, then it's not going to be not tiferes leila adam hasven them garnished. I don't mean ki mitzvah, but al kulpanim hana, as well as others, are not going to be mishabeach and mifari. They're not going to give you the proper recognition, honor. It's interesting, Rashi. We'll get back to this Rashi Rabbeisai. But I want to first talk about the Musar Chelik of this Mishnah, which is the other Pshat Rambam, that we're not referring to mitzvahs, but we're actually referring to midas, and a person must choose his midas. What does it mean he must choose his midas? Look at the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, beautiful sefer of Reb Chaim, the Hashkaf is there. It's full on this Mishnah, it's full. So many different Pshatim that he says, Mamish. To fatayich this Mishnah, you see that it's nitkein pash the Mishnah. And Reb Chaim says, like you say it, based on a Chazal, ein adam raye nige atzma. This Mishnah is beginning with the person who needs to choose. He needs to start thinking about himself. A person reaches a certain age, starts maturing. Avu haltich, ver binich. Who am I? What is my mahalach? What should I choose? And the answer is, I don't know. Because I don't even know myself. Ein adam raya nige atzmai. You know, unfortunately, people spend the whole life and then one day they look in the mirror and they go, oh, I can recognize myself. Ein adam raya nige atzmai, says Reb Chaim Volozhin. So the Mishnah here is giving us a solution to how to deal with Ein Adam Raya Nigei Atzmai. Meredik. And he says a famous thing that all Bali Musar speak about. You know, when a mensch is a ganif, everybody by him is a ganif. A person is a liar, then to him everybody's liars. You start looking around and you start realizing yourself through others. How do I know that it's Tiferes Loi? How do I know I'm doing the right thing? How do I ever know if I'm talking doing something which I think is right? But it's not right. The teretz is tiferes loy min ha'adam. See how you view others who do this. I saw this fasem, it says that's the pshat. He doesn't say tiferes loy l'achevim, it's nice for the others. We're not discussing that it's nice for them. We're discussing that to you, min ha'adam, from that person, you're going to learn what are the tiferes is. Tiferes loy min ha'adam, which is really what Reb Chaim Volozhin is saying, through others. In English, we call it projection. You could project yourself through others to see. Give me the best example. How many times do we see people when they cut a line? Tell me something, Abid, you don't cut the line sometimes. And the teretz is, when it's negev, when you feel, and when you... How do you view others? If it's tiferes lei bin ha'adam, when others do it, take from that, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, and then you'll know that it's tiferes le'oisel. But this rabbis, I think, is meyidik teretz to the kasha we asked. Are we talking about choosing? A person chooses a derech? And the answer is, we're not talking about v'shteit in shulchan aruch. We're talking about something which is called yashchus, ezeu yiderech yishara. And in every person's mind, erz ayashchut, that's what it is. What I think and what I do, das is yashchus, das is gerecht. What happens? Says the Mishnah, view it in the context of others, the andere tun, and how do you feel when they do it? And then you'll know for yourself what's called yashchus. So we have already a teretz to the kasha. Why is it yishara? Ish kol yasha be'ein of yaset. This is the yisayid from Mishlei. Every person, his actions are yasher to him. But how does a person ever really know? And the teretz is, see it through the behavior of others. And that's why it's shiivrer, that he chooses. What are we choosing? And the answer is, we're not talking about v'shteit v'shulchan aruch, because nobody knows how to apply themselves to Vashtet. Every person thinks, it's mamish, what he does is mefurish. He has a raya, atadas is azeidaf bintan. Every person feels, he has a raya, this is it, atacha raya. In English we call it, put yourself into the shoes of others. Mishnah used to talk about, atadnes chavercha shetak yilim kaimai. Person can't live that he himself judges, and that's the Lashon Reb Chaim Volozhin, I'd like to use his Lashon. No person could be a Shayfet al Atzmai. No person, because he's a Negev B'dava, he's a Reb Chaim Volozhin. It's a beautiful Arichas HaBeis. Yes, sir. Okay, you've earned the ma'isa, Rabbi. So by this point, you've earned the ma'isa. Fell into my head as we're talking. I was once sitting with a very, very hush of a person. And he said something very sharp. I was surprised at the sharpness of it. I was a little taken back by it. He looks at me and he says, I'm sorry that I did this. I'm sorry that I said this. And he started to go into... Now the truth is, the personality of that person is that. That's the way this person was. He was very tough, very sharp. So I wasn't sure how to respond. On one hand, I have derech eretz for others. All right, hater migizach, hater yetzvas. So what? Hater gizach. No, no. But I was shocked because he said, "Amir de gizach." He says, it's not really, you know, what I usually do. It's. So I told him, "No. What do you mean? You do it that you do this all the time. This is. You seem to have. This is." People talk about you like that. He looks at me and he tells me, that's what people say about me. And I'm looking at him, you don't know? what world are you living in? I was shocked. And I realized a person from within has complete dimion of who he is. A complete dimion. It was something so surprising to me that a person could say about himself he's the opposite of everything that everybody knows and sees, and it's so obvious. And then it got me wondering, maybe I'm the same thing. And I walked around thinking to myself, who am I? I don't know. You know, it's complicated. Person looks in the mirror and he sees Meiridik. And they say this, Ali Musar speak about that the Rabbeinu Shlom created Shikcha. Because if there was no Shikcha, we'd look in the mirror, we wouldn't be able to survive. We wake up in the morning. And that's the inyan of Kimayim Panim El Panim. There's no mirror. There's a lot to talk about this. But at least I understand what the Mishnah is addressing, and that is Shiver. Sometimes a person has to look into himself. What am I doing? Who am I? What? When the other guy does the same thing, how do I react? Now I understand what Rebbe meant in Masechtas Tamid. What is the Derech Yeshara? Sheyehai Vesateichachas. What does it mean I should love Teichach? And the answer is, I need to be able to look into myself, to want to know. You know, Rabbi say you can hear 1,000 drashas, and you can learn Pirkei Avos from today till tomorrow. Step number one is to know that I need to have teichach. I need to be guided. Every person at his level and in his age. Yehoiv eshateichachis, he should want it, love it, and search for it. Am I taka? Is it taka this? Am I doing taka richtig? So Rebbe's saying the same thing. Sai in Ovis and Sai in Talmud. It's Yehoiv. He should love teichacha. He should love to want to be better. To want to change, to want to see, you know how many people, Rabbi Isai, are so set in their ways. I want to change. This is what I want. This is who. No, you need to look and you need to think and you need to say to yourself, this Rabbi Isai is Tiferes, das ist der Schönheit von Mensch. People who don't grow, Rabbi Isai, there's no tiferes. They're immature and stumped. from growth. Das ist nicht Darshenkeit vom Mensch. Der Tiferes von dem Adam ist to constantly grow, zu werden ein besserer Mensch. Zu werden ein Mensch, was Menschen gucken von ihm und dann sagen, ah, das ist ein Mensch, das ist Tiferes Lai Min Ha'adam. Many Mepharshim learn Adam Arishan it's referring to. Ha'adam was Labat geruft Ha'adam. Godless Ha'adam. The greatness of person. Person can never reach godless unless he constantly works on himself. Man's greatness is to go against his tchunis. It's to go against what he feels is right when it's not really right. Hardest thing is to break yourself. The hardest thing is to say I'm wrong. The hardest thing is to say ich darf etwas anderes tun. It's very difficult. People set in their ways and that's it. Zogt Rebbe, Eizeu Yidech Yisher Rashiv Lai Adam Kol Shi Tiferes Lai Seu V'Tiferes Lai Min Adam. And that's Yashrus. What is Yashrus, Rabbi say? The word is given, it's up for interpretation. And the answer is, a Yashrin is a person who is able to see past what he feels. Let me hear what the other guy has to say. Let me hear. With this, we can go to a second pshat that Reb Chaim Volozhin says, which is beautiful. Reb Chaim Volozhin says that the Mishnah is trying to teach us Tiferes Lai Min HaAdam. It means that we have to give a chavar toif and check everything out with him to see in a chichtig. A chavar. It's like a friend. You know what Knei Lecha Chavar means? You got to buy this friend. How do you buy a friend? Like you buy him. You take him out for a dinner, and therefore you have a good time. I have news for you. He'll never be your chavar for that. You'll have a good time with him, and you'll move on. Knei Lecha Chavar means that a person gets somebody that he's mechuber to. He's attached to. And that person is a person that will be able to give you and guide you. Am I right or am I wrong? Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, like we said before, because a person never knows. So the Mishnah is telling us Shiivrar is to choose somebody, and that person will teach you Tiferes Lai Min HaAdam. Is it a Rebbe? Sometimes it's a Rebbe. Sometimes it's a Chaver. Reb Chaim Volozhin, who's interestingly, he was a Talmud of the Gra. With all its all with slicked in a Talmud, he doesn't learn it up as a Rebbe in Talmud, which a lot do. But he says, Pasha a chavar taif. Every person needs a good friend. And what's a good friend? Not someone who will agree with you on everything you say. A chavar taif is someone who will disagree with you and tell you what's proper and what's right. And when it's wrong, he'll tell you it's wrong. So when we get to that Mishnah, Rabbi say, we'll have to talk about it. You're talking about time constraint. How do you get such a chavar? Rabbi say, we have to choose our friends, and we have to daven to the Eibishter, Avada. But there's a lot that's in this question, and yes, I will answer it. Because you've asked it, I will answer and address this Shaila. But Rabbi Yisai, it's a tremendous lesson in life. You always need a chavar. Many learn, many achronim, many bali musr speak, v'tiferes lai min ha'adam, not v'tiferes for you. V'tiferes lai min ha'adam means that it's not you. Fakir, that the other person, for him it's easy, for you it's hard, and you're going to do it because it's against your tchun. You know, every person is prone to do what he feels, lefias tchunis. When someone is lazy, you know, everything is right to do it a certain way. It's right. This is the way to do something. Saktal Mishnah v'tiferes loy min ha'adam. See how it's tiferes by others. And it's not tiferes alone for you. And then it should become derech she'iva lo ya'adam. It's choice. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, let's discuss the Mishnah on the tzad that we're talking about mitzvahs. Chayra, a person chooses mitzvahs. What does that mean? Good. Midas. A person needs to choose a mahalach for within himself. But if it's going on mitzvahs, what does it mean that he's yivah? What is he choosing? And it's tiferes lo min ha'adam. And Abad the Teretz Rabbi Yisrael is one of two things. And here I quote a Medrash Shmuel Rabbi Yisrael. Medrash Shmuel, Peladim, Mamish HaPela. If you have a shayla of doing a Bein Odom Lamakai, a shayla of doing a Bein Odom L'chaveirai, it's a Medrash Shmuel Rabbi Yisrael. You choose the Bein Odom L'chaveirai. I would ask everyone to please look it up on his own. Yehalta Medrash Shmuel. Das ist gerät auf dem Midas Chelik. Aber was ist mit Alache Chelik? Mitzvis. Am Mitzvis ist derer Schiva Leia Adam. Was meint das? Sagt der Medre Shmuel, Abin Odom Lamaka. Mit Abin Odom Lachaveiroi, Yivra, a person could choose Abin Odom Lachaveiroi over Abin Odom Lamaka. Al das ist Tiferes Leiseho, Tiferes Laim in Adam, it's also Kiddush Shem Shemayim. If it's all about Tiferes, and this is the way I understand the Medrash Shmuel, I want to add to the words of the Medrash Shmuel. If your whole kavanah is Tiferes Leiseha, to the one who even created, let's go back to the first pshat from the Mefarshim, Del Masat Gemachtel Mensch, you want to wake Kovid Shemayim, then see Tiferes Laim in Adam. More than just worrying about directly ben adam lamakin tiferes laisa pilei ploim abeza medrash shmul furish a medrash shmul on this mishnah that the choice given you choose the ben adam lechaveirai and I understand now the tiferes nasihals tiferes for the rabbeinish lady the way a person behaves with others and the way he deals with others. Kadoshim Shemayim. Das ist der Rebbeinu Shloim HaAdam Yitzil Kapov. Was der Rebbeinu Shloim HaPashat. Now we can say another Pshat HaFeisai, and then you'll get your Maisa. Kumeicha Maisa. There's another Pshat. Yom Kippur Katan. We have a very interesting vidu that we say. It's the vidu of Rabbeinu Nisim. And one of the viduim that we say is. Eis asher hikalto hechmarti. Just like there's a vidui on what you were machmir, I was mekel, I cut the corners. There's also a vidui, a mefurish vidui. Rabbeinu Nisim, a vidui. Eis asher hikalto hechmarti. Was meint das? Und der Teretz Rabbi Yisrael is Chumris. You have to know how to do a Chumris. You got to take many things into an account when you do a mitzvah. A mitzvah has to have, and the Lashon of Rashi is, you have to have hanof from the mitzvah. You know when you have hanof from a mitzvah? When you do the mitzvah right. Tzadikim live their lives to do one mitzvah. Because it was done right. Maybe today we don't enjoy, maybe we see kids that don't enjoy the derech of mitzvahs and tairev. Maybe we didn't give them to enjoy it properly. Because we didn't give them to understand what's lichten on mitzvah. If you look at the outside, the shell of the mitzvah, and you just make him do it, which I will soon show you how Mefarshim speak about. Tiferes loy min ha'adam. What does loy mean? Don't just do it because it's tiferes l'acher. It also has to be tiferes loy. You can't copy somebody else. My Rebbe Rav Shustel once told me, I once discussed with him, why don't I do what this Rav or Shiva, whatever it was, did? And he looked at me and he said, what he did has nothing to do with you. It should never be in your vocabulary. You have to do what you need to do, and what you're rightfully supposed to do. You don't copy other people. And the way he said it was, "Kenish nachmachen yenem zatzlacha." Kenish nachmachen. You could do everything exactly. You try to be like that person. It's not happening. You know why? Because it's not you. My Zayda once told me about. Why not? And the Torah says because they were us who could give Kirab Shimon Bar Yochai. They didn't do it because it was themselves. They did it to what? They're smiling. Yeah, that's why you didn't go. You have to do it because it has to be tiferes loy. Yes, take examples min adam from others, but it has to be for him. Mitzvah radesai. If it's not done right, it's done klapi chutz. It's done to copy others. It's not going to work. Eisa shehikalto echmarti. Chumris. If they're real, they're real. And if they're not real, they don't work. Don't be machmir for the sake of being machmir. You gotta be machmir. Either you feel it or you believe in it. And I've heard b'shem that Shabina Rov, Tzadik of Rocha, that a Rov that's matir and gives a hashkach on a certain food, and he himself doesn't eat from it. You better be careful with this Rabbeinu Nissim. Because if you hold its kasha, then you hold its kasha. And this I'll end. My Zayda Zechayim Levracha was Slabotka, right? It was Chafetz Chaim. That was the world that stormed in him. Every word, everything was Slabotka, Slabotka, Chafetz Chaim. And we, for better or for worse term, we had to live with it when we were young. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to get Musar on every move that we made, on every word that we said, but we got it. We got it. I remember once there was a writer of books, a famous person, came to speak to me for Mises of my Zayda. So he started by asking me the Shabbos table. I started telling him. He says, I can't print this stuff. This is nobody. Who's it? Are you kidding me? This was Musar. Amalek Yidden lived at every step they took. I'll tell you an interesting nice about Hikalta Echmarti. It was very makbar on this. One sitting at a table by a chasana. Everybody was eating, and then there was one person, a rav, at Nishkikas. So we all know the jokes, the fish, the meat, the sharabar, the leviasan, right? Everybody knows. Why it says leviasan, right? Why do we need the sharabar and the Leviathan? What's wrong with just the Sharabar? The parents is there going to be people who are not going to eat from the Eibush's Ashkacha. And therefore, we have to feed them the fish. I didn't hear this. You never heard this vault. So now you have a second reason why you had to come. Das kann alte vault. Da jeden was nicht dessen von der Rebbeinu Shlom Zashkache. And they will, they get a word of the fish. Say, hey, that may say. Worms and bugs and fish. And they order empty plates. Could you give me an empty plate? That's what they want. Because the vegetables have bugs. The fish has bugs. Well, the mensch alein hat bugs and kapach. And I don't want you to read into my words, yes, fish, no fish, yeah, bugs, not, I don't mean anything, okay? I just mean that there are plenty of people who are not really serious about, and then when it comes to these things, they become externally very serious about everything. Now, all of a sudden, face of human mensch. Oh, good, tzadish, Baruch Hashem. Erechasana, Osalam Choshev. He's sitting at the table. Al esrun eres nisht. Doesn't eat. Father's my Zayda. Okay. He's a gentleman. I say, not the same. The first dance, first course, that's the second dance. And he keeps on coming back to the table to sit down with everybody. This bothers my Zayda. Vilst nisht asses, kumish some tish. Stand outside and shmooze mit achreis about a boss of yours. I don't know, what do you... You have to sit at the table and show everybody du bist frimme Vienna. Now, if you don't get this, then you didn't belong in Slabodka, Rabbi. So this was about... This was Kellen, this was Slabodka. This is what it was all about then, okay? So he looks at the guy. And I heard it first from my father, and then I tracked down who it happened to, and I heard it from him as well. And I was surprised that this guy, he said, he was, yeah, right on the money. My Zayda looks at him and tells him, you became my Rebbe. Why? What happened? He said, all my life, I had a quandary in Musar. There's Sofik in Musar. Welche Yetzahar is gresser? Welche Taiv is gresser? Taiv is achille? But the Taiv is hakovet? I wasn't sure. I never knew. You were poishet this shayla for me. Zez badir, the Taiv is hakovet, it's gresser from my Taiv is achille. What was he trying to say? There's double taivas involved here. The taivas achilig vechgevet dot. The taivas hakovid overrode the taivas achilah. On el pashtanin es asher hikalta echnati. Rabbi say, Yiddishkeit is tiferes loiseho. Shame. The daf is halten, shishye tiferes loimina odam.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.